apartments, so that's where a lot of fine homes are built. And he built this house and put a captain deck up there.
Also on the top of the house, you see these all the time. What do you call that thing, you know, that smoke comes through the top of the house?
Chimney.
Chimney.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you call that the same thing? Is that the same thing as the same sort of thing that you might see on a factory or...
Smoke tank? No. No, no.
Those things are different.
No, no, that's different. Right.
This chimney is built out of brick.
Mm-hmm. Smokestacks, well, they built out of brick too, but they built tall, you say.
You mentioned that you have fireplaces in your homestead. Do you remember what you called that area in front of the fireplace?
Hearth.
That's the hearth.
That's the hearth.
Was that used for anything specially? Or?
Well, I can tell you a few things that I remember my mother doing when I was growing up. We went to school and we'd come in, it's cold. And she had what she called a baker. And it was a big round thing with feet on it. A cast iron, and she'd bake potatoes in that thing on the hearth. Put fire, you know, under it, and then put the lid on it and put fire on top of it cold. And that'd bake those sweet potatoes. And she'd always have those fixed when we come in from school. We'd be hungry. So we'd eat the potatoes, and then she'd fill it full again and have it for supper.
And that was called a baker.
Baker.
Also in a fireplace, what did you call those things, you know, that you lay the wood across?
Dog irons, and irons. We call them dog irons, but they're and irons. Actually, they're correct.
Same thing.
Uh-huh.
And also, usually in the fireplace area, up above there, you know, there's a place where you can put things. And
mantle.
That's the mantle. Have you ever heard people call a mantle anything else?
Not that I know of.
Always a mantle. Yeah. Talk about what do you call those sections of a trunk about this size that you would burn in your fireplace?
Oh, backstick, backlog.
Backstick.
Big backstick or backlog. That's old. Saying for it.
Smallwood.
Always had to have a backstick to keep to hold the fire. It'd burn longer than the other. And you started and you'd build your fire and put on the wood, and that backstick would throw the heat out, you see.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call a backstick or backlog by any other name? Always that.
That's all I've ever heard.
What about talking about a fire in the fireplace? What do you use to get one started?
Kindling.
Kindling.
Mm-hmm.
That's
just anything that you got that'll
all this
you can shave it up, any kind of shavings or kindling wood, something that's dry.
Burns
real good.
Have you ever heard people call kindling anything besides that?
Not that I know of.
Have you ever heard it called light wood or
no.
Lighter? Something like that?
No. I always call it kindling wood.
When you burn things in a fireplace, before long, the sides of it are going to get all...
Yeah.
What do you call
soot.
It? Soot. Yeah, stuff
yeah. Right, and sometimes it'd get in the chimney, and you'd have to sort of get a fire, and you'd have to let your fire die down and clean that soot out.
When the wood that you're burning has all burned down, you know, yeah. What do you say that's left after it's all...
Coals and embers.
The embers and
ashes.
The ashes. What color are those ashes?
White, grayish looking.
White ashes.
Mm-hmm. My mother a long time ago used to take those ashes and make soap out of it.
Is that right? What kind of soap was that?
They just called it just homemade soap made out of ashes. There's a process to that. I don't know enough about it to tell you, but they would run the water all through the ashes, and it would, whatever, it filtered and come through, and that'd be the soap.